Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The Augustus St. Gaudens National Historic Site in Cornish, New Hampshire, is getting a new cast of one of the great sculptor's most famous works, the monumental Standing Lincoln. It turns out the man who posed for the statue, and it wasn't Abraham Lincoln, was a Vermont man named Langdon Morse. And now the site is looking for living relatives of Morse. We're joined now by Henry Duffy, curator at the St. Gaudens National Historic Site. Henry, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This statue, which I called Standing Lincoln, is known in two ways. It's known as Standing Lincoln, but it's also more formally known as Abraham Lincoln the Man. What does the original St. Gaudens statue, which is in Chicago, Illinois, in Lincoln Park, actually look like?
Well, it gets its shorter name because it is a standing figure of the 16th president. St. Gaudens actually made two Lincolns, one sitting and one standing, and they're both in Chicago, and both within about a block of each other. So it just became convenient for people to call one the standing Lincoln and one the sitting Lincoln. But the one that we're going to be bringing back here is the one that actually shows the president who has arisen from a very formal, classical-looking chair of state, and he's actually reaching for, he's moving forward into our space. So he's showing that he is a Republican leader with a small r. I should say that in an election year, but a Republican with a small r, but although he was a Republican with a large r, too. But he's reaching out, that he's not a king, so he's not on a throne, but he's stepping forward. And in fact, the statue, the left foot is actually a little bit off the pedestal, so it really looks as if he's moving forward.
Yeah, he's sort of, as you said, he's coming into the space. It's sort of Lincoln in motion. And it's a very large statue. You have a picture on your website of the sculptor, St. Gaudens, standing next to the statue, and he's dwarfed by Lincoln.
Yes, yes. The statue is 12 feet tall, and the base is 6 feet. So it's quite a large piece. And that's not uncommon in monumental sculpture like this for this sort of park setting, and it's not vanity; it's necessity, because when you get a bronze sculpture outdoors, it suddenly looks tiny. So you have to make it bigger to make it seen.
So, Henry, you're building a new cast of this statue and installing it on your grounds, and it's a really involved process, which you've been chronicling, again, at the St. Gaudens National Historic Site website, which is very cool. And when St. Gaudens was creating this sculpture, that was a really involved process, too. And he was very particular at the time about getting a man who looked like Lincoln to be his model, since the real Lincoln had died 20 years earlier. So why did Augustus St. Gaudens move to Cornish, New Hampshire, and how did he find his muse?
Well, he actually came because his attorney, a man named Charles Beeman from New York, promised him that if he came up here to New Hampshire, he'd find many Lincoln-shaped men. And it's one of the most wonderful quotes from our story here. But that's why he came. And he came up in March. He came on the train from Manhattan with his wife. And I have to say that coming in mud season is not the best time to see New England, especially if you're not used to New England. And he came up and looked around and was ready to go back to the train quickly. And his wife said, no, I think let's take a look. So they looked at a house that Beeman had available for them. He had bought, Beeman had bought a series of farms in the area, and the houses were empty. He was trying to fill them with his friends. So they came and looked at the house here in Cornish, and Mrs. St. Gaudens liked it. Augustus didn't think it was going to work, but she persuaded him to come back in the summer, and he found that she was right, that He worked beautifully here, not just because the atmosphere is so wonderful here in our neck of the woods, but also because he was not disturbed.
Well, and because of those Lincoln-shaped men that he could find here.
And we wish we knew how he met Langdon Morse, but Langdon Morse was a justice of the peace and actually a town councilor and a Vermont state legislator. He lived in Windsor, Vermont, right across the river from us. And somehow, we don't know how the two met, and St. Gaudens realized that that was the man he wanted. And once he found him and convinced the man to be the model, he went to work. And St. Gaudens was known for his obsession with detail on these things. He managed to find Abraham Lincoln's tailor and had an exact duplicate suit made so that the model would be wearing essentially the very clothes that the president would wear. And then he had the model walk around all over town and through the woods and everything to get the clothes lived in so that they didn't look like a stiff new suit and they didn't look like a costume. He wanted them to look as if it was something that somebody was actually wearing. He then did something else, which is really remarkable. He engaged another local man, G.E. Knowlton, also from Windsor, who was a photographer, to come and take many, many pictures. And nowadays, that wouldn't seem like much of anything. But in 1885, that was big news. That was a very unusual thing to do. And he took not only standing and sitting shots, front and back and all that, but he took details of hands, arms, knees, whatever, so that St. Gaudens could have all that as reference to work from when the model wasn't there. So,
and Henry, I want to jump you ahead because we just have a minute left, and I love this. And we should say St. Gaudens actually did use a mask of the real Lincoln's face to complete his statue, but he had Deacon Morse, Langdon Morse, as the sort of body double for Lincoln.
Right.
And now you're actually looking for relatives of Langdon Morse. Why?
Because we'd like to finish the story. We're historians here. We'd love to know more about Morse. We know a little bit about him, but we'd love to know more about his life and what happened afterwards. Did anyone know that he had been the model for the sculpture? Did anything change? Did he ever have anything to do with artists again? That would be fascinating to know. So if anyone has any knowledge of him or of Knowlton, the photographer, we'd love to know it.
That's Henry Duffy. He's curator at the St. Gaudens National Historic Site in Cornish, New Hampshire. And if you think you have a tip for him or maybe even a connection to Langdon Morse, you can find a link to contact the historic site at vpr.net. Henry, thank you so much for talking with us and good luck.
Thank you.